This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Welcome to The Weekend. Larry Richard along with anchorman Paul Rasmussen and a special guest who has just arrived in studio, Trevin A. Jones.
Hey, Larry, how are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. I appreciate it. I like the smooth way that you said Trevin A. Jones.
Trevin A. Jones.
It gives a ring to it. I appreciate that.
Well, you are a really experienced radio person for a long time. And where are you from originally?
I'm originally from the eastern part of the state, Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
That's right.
And it's Lancaster. Most people.
It is Lancaster, yes, not Lancaster.
So if you're out there and you go and you meet someone from the eastern part of Pennsylvania and you say Lancaster, they're going to know you have no idea what Lancaster is all about.
Lancaster. Is there a lot of Pennsylvania Dutch there, Amish people?
There are. But you know what? There's a, I guess, some people think that the whole city and whole area is Pennsylvania Dutch. It isn't in the heart of Pennsylvania Dutch. I get that. But there's a city there.
I've been there. It's actually a really cool place.
It's beautiful. The Amish are awesome. Growing up, I was fascinated by the way that they lived. And I saw the horse and buggies all the time. It was not unusual for me to see a horse and buggy. It's no big deal. But you would see tourists stopping like, wow, that's a horse and buggy. But I mean, I had great respect for them, the discipline and the way that they lived and whatnot is interesting.
What's the small school there, college?
Small? F&M, Franklin and Marshall was there. It's in the heart of the city.
Well, that's bigger.
Yeah, and then
that's
you have Millersville University, which is there as well.
Millersville, and there's another smaller college. It was just at a gymnastics event there.
Missed that one. A small college in Lancaster, Pennsylvania?
Just outside of Lancaster.
You are not calling me out. I do
it'll
not
come,
know.
It'll come
you are
me.
Not. Right away, Larry, you put me on the spot right away.
Hopefully I got the right city. So anyway, you have a passion for radio. So
love it. Most definitely.
You graduated in Norfolk, Virginia.
Norfolk State University. Yes, sir. Tidewater area. Started out there, WNSB. And actually worked at Hampton University as well. I mean, not Hampton University, in Hampton, right across from Hampton University, WTJZ, gave me an opportunity to do my first, actually, I think that was my first professional station that I got to work for.
And you've been a producer in New York City?
WLIB, WBLS.
And we share a common bond. You have this passion for sports. Play by play.
Love it. Love it. Howard University right now. Actually, the MEAC tournament starts next Wednesday. I've been doing play by play. I've been the official voice of the Bison since for 11 years now, football. So I get to.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah, because you do that. I think you do that
well,
too.
Well, I do, you know, work with the great Bill Hillgrove, Pat Bostic, Doran Henderson, Ben Berger for
legends.
Football. Oh, yeah. And it's fun to do. But those jobs are so hard to get. For instance,
people don't go away, Larry.
Bill Hillgrove's in his 56th season of Pitt basketball.
That's a lifetime.
That's more
Think about it.
Most careers don't last that long.
With the same, in the same place? No,
right.
It doesn't happen.
How did you find your way to Pittsburgh?
You know what? Sheridan Broadcasting, American Urban Air Radio Networks. I always had the utmost respect for Pittsburgh because of WHAMO, Heritage Station.
Right.
And
which, by the way, is part of our Odyssey Pittsburgh
most definitely
family.
Most definitely. And I would drive through this part of Pennsylvania, and I would always tune into WHAMO. Fortunately for me, as I was working in New York, Ty Miller and Jay actually offered me a job here. Jay Silvers actually brought me to Pittsburgh as a producer. I was working for WLIB at that time, and I'm going to date myself a little bit. I worked with Doug Banks Morning Show, also worked with Wendy Williams, and did some talk radio as well with WLIB. That was for WBLS. So I was working for the two stations as a producer, board op type of thing, and was offered the position here in Pittsburgh with Sheridan, and brought here as a producer. Ended up doing some sports anchoring there as well, and stayed. I've gone and come back.
But there's a closer tie with this Odyssey family. Speaking of underlining family.
Is this going to be the theme this morning, where you're just going to call me out and just have to...
Well, you got to give your bride some love.
Most definitely. My adoring and loving wife, who is just tenacious when it comes to business. She's an awesome talent. Kiki is just... I mean, there's not enough words. I can't give enough words as far as to
Kiki Brown, she's a big part of our family, and she's generational because her father in the business kind of started. You know, all I remember is hip-hop and R&B, WAMO, which is cool that we have five stations now. And
right.
The newest acquisition was WAMO a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But want to talk about what's going on in the world today. 2 months from today, real ID.
I'm guilty. I have to get one.
I don't have a real ID yet. And if you want to do things like get out an, you got to have it. And we're going to talk about that. We've got Trevin Jones in studio, the Big K Morning Show.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
When the weather turns bad, turn to KDK Radio Storm Center. Brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van, Butler Transit Authority, and McVeigh Plumbing and Heating. And we've had more weather issues in the morning hours than we have in quite a few winters this year, where it snowed every single day starting January 1 for 21 days in a row. Larry Richard with my in-studio guest, Trevin Jones. And do you have your real ID?
I don't, and I was looking at this, Larry, and it's kind of interesting. I know you're going to give the information. I'm going to have to get one because I definitely want to travel. And
well, yeah, I mean,
in
you,
2 months.
You got to fly here and there, right?
See, but that's different because that's commuter. It is not commercial.
You fly with a team.
Yeah, fly with a team. It's a blessing. It's fun. Sometimes you don't. Oh, you know what, though? I don't know. Will they change that?
Well, that's a good question. So, bottom line is, and here's the part that people don't know.
Okay.
This is an outgrowth of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security
mm-hmm.
that dated back to post 9/11.
That makes sense.
But it took so long to get this implemented.
Right.
Here we are 24 years later
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
give you an idea of how government drags its feet. Now, one of the deadlines was supposed to be 5 years ago.
I was going to say that. Yes, sir.
Then they kept kicking it down the road because of COVID,
because mm-hmm.
they didn't have the personnel or didn't want people proximity, you know, that whole thing. So it was actually conceived in the wake of the 9/11 attack. And what they wanted to do was increase background checks and securities so that you would have this proper identification to get on a domestic aircraft.
Right.
This isn't international like a passport.
Understood. Within the country. Makes sense.
So you have to have real ID 2 months from today, and they swear no more extensions.
I'm in trouble.
So now, if you have a passport, you can use a passport.
Or military ID, right?
However, okay. Lugging a passport around can be kind of cumbersome.
Yes.
They also, though, they have the passport card, which is the size of a driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
But bottom line is, you will get this special real ID with this gold emblem on it. And if you go to the airport March 7th...
And without the star on your... on your driver's license.
They're saying you're not getting on the plane,
and
which is going to create some real issues.
Man, and we move slow. The common person, the layman person, including myself, I'm not speaking about someone else, but including myself, we kind of move slow when it comes to things like that. Because you need your birth certificate, proof of address, and...
All right, I got the list.
Okay.
The official list. To get real ID, you do have to present the following documents to the Motor Vehicle Department, in this case, PennDOT.
Okay.
And you know that where you get your driver's license, not all of those places are equipped for this, so you got to check. So you need documents to prove your age and identity, social security number and address.
Mm-hmm.
So that generally means, to your point, bring in a birth certificate or passport, a social security card or tax form, such as a W-2, two proofs of address. So you've got to bring in some bills. Well, okay. Fine, I'll leave them there if you want. And if you've changed your name through marriage, you'll need a marriage certificate.
Okay.
So although the real ID is also a driver's license, the old style driver's license, still lawful for driving, and still an option in many states. So this is 2 months from today. You have been warned.
60 days.
And there's going to be a crunch, too.
Okay.
Cause
most definitely.
Because people keep saying this date is coming.
Now, let me ask you this question, Larry. We've been so accustomed to this being... postponed or pushed, the date has been pushed even when we've neared the deadline previously. Some people might rely on that or say...
Not this time, they say. Your days of kicking it down the road are over. And that said, I got to get mine too.
Oh, okay.
I went, but I didn't have all the papers.
Okay.
And the line was long and I go, okay, I'll come back.
Right. And I went, but I didn't go to a photo center. And I, as you said, all places aren't photo centers, so they can't.
Yeah, you can, by the way, you can check this out pretty simply. Go to the website for PennDOT or where your driver's license place is. Again, but not all of those locations have the availability of real ID, the process.
Social Security card in my pocket. I will have to get my birth certificate, copy of it, and head on down. Proof of ID. You said proof of address as well, correct?
Yes.
Was that two proofs?
Yes.
Wow.
You got to have two bills. Like, bring two bills.
Two bills and?
Bring your
W-2?
Bring your W-2 and something else.
Okay.
But, you know, you want to go with more stuff than you need, just in case.
Mm. And bills, they can have them, just like you said.
Oh, yeah. Trevin Jones, Larry Richard on the Big K Morning Show. This is Larry Richard with my in-studio guest, Trevin Jones. Trevin, appreciate you coming in this morning.
Appreciate being here. I'm here with a legend.
And you can see Trevin on the radio with our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company.
So how does that work, Larry? Because I know, and you probably heard this joke, for people who are in radio, when they tell you that you have a face for radio,
oh,
and
yeah,
now you're being seen. So do you still just have a face for radio, or?
It's too late.
Okay.
You're on. Obviously, technologically, so KDK is the world's first commercial radio station.
Knew that.
105 years.
Wow.
Coming up in November.
Okay.
An outgrowth of Westinghouse Electric.
Amazing.
And all these years, for more than a century, was just radio.
Mm-hmm.
Then we added an FM tower as well.
Okay.
So 1020 AM, 100.1 FM. Then a free app called Audacy, A-U-D-A-C-Y. I'm sure you have it.
Have it, definitely. Reach is getting stronger.
KDKRadio.com on the web, and you can live stream and see what's going on in the studio.
Right.
Now, for the most part, it's not real practical if people are driving around, but people still do. You know, you'd be surprised, especially how many people use the smart speaker to Bluetooth.
Right.
They just say, you know, tell their smart speaker to play KDKA.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have all these different additional ways to get the programming
right.
of the station.
And for us, or us with me sitting here with you right now, we can't hide.
No. And you gotta remember, like, you're still on.
Right. So you have to watch what you say, because people can actually, they see you.
If someone hires a lip reader, because, actually, if somebody did that, it could be very entertaining. And enlightening.
Normally, the conversations off mic are the most entertaining because shows used to take clips of, I guess they would call them bloopers sometimes, but those tend to be the most entertaining sometimes when you do a year end or...
Trevin, there's never any bloopers here.
Never. Okay.
All right, maybe every half hour.
I've listened to the station multiple times, so I could only imagine... The experience and the hours that you guys put in, especially with you, sir, with the Big K Morning Show, and I have to commend you, if I may take the minute, just to commend you on your delivery and on the information, because you actually educate the audience, and you do it in a way towards it's not speaking down to the audience. You respect the intelligence of your listening audience. So I'd have to... If I may, I had to commend you on that. I'm not being paid to do this. You didn't bribe me or anything like that. But
although we may have free pastries, I don't know. Lonzo, did the pastry show up? I saw Patrick O'Connor from the Get Marty team. Now, Marty Griffin is teaming up today
with
Rob Pratt.
They're going to be on the north side?
Oh, no. Midnight Road, North Hills.
North Hills, got it.
At the Coons Quality Foods there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kicking off. Fish Fry Friday, the first of Lent.
Okay.
And this is a big deal in Pittsburgh.
Western Pennsylvania.
More than 80 fish fry locations, many churches, volunteer fire departments involved. Now, in Virginia, did they do this?
Nope. Well, they may have, but I wasn't familiar because fish fries are all over. It's just I've become more aware of it.
Being Pittsburgh.
In Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah.
Most definitely.
Stuff like halushki.
Is there a favorite spot? I know you cannot call anybody out because I don't want to put you on the spot.
So. Well, if I say one that I visited, I mean, if you look, all these little churches too.
Mm-hmm.
So the people that do this stuff, they put a lot of work into it.
Most definitely.
But at a restaurant, Eaton Park's,
really? Sandwich,
yeah.
Wow.
The Codfather.
Okay.
It's just a big sandwich. It's called there, Whale of a Codfish Sandwich.
Okay.
How about you? You like fish?
I do. A matter of fact, I don't eat meat, but I do eat fish. I will eat shrimp. And I don't have a favorite spot yet. And it's whatever the wife cooks, I eat.
Good move.
Oh, most
you
definitely.
You just got married, right?
It's been over a year. It's been a year. We just had our anniversary in December. And it's been amazing. I have to say that. So am I still in the newlywed phase? Or
oh, yeah.
I am?
You're there. You're there.
Oh, but you know what? We've been together forever, so I think we bypassed the newlywed.
When stage. My parents hit 50 years.
Mm-hmm. 50.
I said to my dad, I said, happy anniversary. What's it like? And he goes, I'm still in training. So get used to it.
Great response. I will, most definitely. I like the teamwork. It's awesome.
All right. I want to ask you about, we just came back from Bradenton, Florida.
Man.
Paul Skeens pitched last night, a game heard here on KDK.
It's
the
amazing.
The station that started it all.
Right.
So we got Marty Griffin, Rob Pratt till okay. 1.
Okay.
Then we're going live, Pirates Phillies at Lee Comm Park.
105 today. Okay, got it.
And then Colin Dunlap will come in after. And then we got Rob Pratt over the weekend at the home show.
Okay.
You ever been to the Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show?
Yes, I have, actually. At the convention center, I've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually pretty cool. I never thought I would be that type of person that would have go to something like that. But, yeah, I've been.
Well,
I've
here's
been.
The problem. When you walk around there, you realize all the stuff you don't have.
Exactly.
And you're like, oh.
Exactly.
I got to get some of that.
What about Paul Skeens' jersey?
No, they got.
It's going on auction.
Oh,
if I'm
his
not mistaken.
Jersey.
His jersey. The day I think the jersey he had when he
that's
debuted.
Right. That's right. His pre
and
that, yeah.
And it has a patch on it. But that's going to auction.
The guy is a moneymaker.
It's good for Pittsburgh.
Pirates better take advantage of it. In fact, yesterday they announced the Paul Skeens bobblehead night looking forward to the
wow.
Cleveland Guardians game.
Okay. Got it.
Look it up.
And
Paul Skeens bobblehead, you'll see.
Okay. And then the Yankees are here within the first week of the season.
April 4th is the home opener. But guess what? We're a day short of 3 weeks for the season to begin in Miami.
Halfway through spring training already?
Already.
Pitchers and catchers have been there, what, for 3 weeks?
Oh, they've been there, yeah. So they're in full swing.
Wow.
Pun intended. But you can hear the Pirates. I love hearing the Pirates on KDK today at 1 o'clock. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with my in-studio guest, Trevin Jones. Jobs report came out. So the U.S. added 151,000 jobs, short of expectations, but anticipated to some degree as federal workforce shrinks with the cuts that are being made. And yesterday, president saying he wants it done with a scalpel, not a hatchet, which is a little different spin than we've had in right. the last 6 weeks.
70,000 jobs is a lot of jobs, Larry. excuse me. I know the job report just came out, but for those who had to experience the job, and it was so close to the report, to the deadline for the report. I mean, 70,000 was this February was the most job cuts since 2019 in the month of February, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, unemployment went up slightly, and the government shed initially 10,000 employees, but all the others that you've heard about mm-hmm. haven't necessarily taken place yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there's anticipated there will be a lot more. For instance, just inside the IRS,
mm-hmm.
they're anticipating major cuts for Veterans Administration.
But they're changing the way they're doing it now, as you had just indicated, because as the president, is that taking a step back? If he wants to do it with a scalpel as opposed to...
Yeah, I would say this, because there are critical jobs,
mm-hmm.
and why is that important? For obvious reasons, it affects people's ability to get things done. Like if you call the federal government or you're trying to get paid or you're trying to get one of the services
correct.
And critical people are missing,
right.
it's going to affect their effectiveness and productivity. So I think what they're finding out is, you know, it's one thing, and I think everybody, if you asked, sat down and said, look, we do want to eliminate waste.
Correct.
100%.
Correct.
So it makes sense to do it with a scalpel as opposed to a hatchet.
Not by trial and error.
No, that, but that's happened. And
that seems to be, I like what the governor is doing here, where I think, if I'm not mistaken when I say this, the governor is actually recruiting or saying to federal employees who have lost jobs that some of their skills may be able to translate to the state level and they can transition.
Yeah, it was front page news yesterday that Josh Shapiro is taking advantage of vacancies that they have at the state level by recruiting some federal people who've been bumped. And it makes a lot of sense because they have a civil service background.
Correct.
And they can take the opportunity to maybe fill some critical jobs. And they've been looking for people. So
let me take that one step further. So do you, getting these people with the expertise that they have at the federal level, are you paying them at the same rate they come to the state level?
Not.
So are you getting better experience for your buck at the state level?
To be determined. Trevin Jones with me on the Big K Morning Show.